Joining us this morning on Cleveland Connection, I have Tricia L. Quivanen, Executive Director of CASA of Cuyahoga County. Tricia, first off, thank you for joining.
Absolutely. Glad to be with you today.
And did I get your last name correct?
Almost. The emphasis is on the first syllable. It's Quivanen.
Quivanen. Okay.
Yep.
You sent a pronunciation guide, which I greatly appreciate.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's talk about CASA. What exactly is CASA? Why is it so important?
Well, CASA is an amazing movement all across the United States that has to do with children and child welfare and preventing child abuse and neglect. CASA is really a critical resource for local kids and teenagers that are affected by child abuse and neglect. It's CASA is an acronym. It stands for Court Appointed Special Advocate. And this is an adult volunteer who serves as a voice for children and youth that have been harmed and who live in the foster care system and other kinds of out-of-home placements, like residential care. Some of these children live with relatives. There are quite a few children that are in foster care, actually. In Northeast Ohio, there are approximately 2,000 children that are in foster care. So it's a lot of kids, and CASA is a really wonderful resource for these kids because it's been proven to reduce the risk of abuse and neglect to children, and it also shortens the amount of time that children will stay in foster care. And, of course, hopefully most of your listeners know there's a lot of trauma involved with being separated from your family, and it's very painful for kids and adults. We need to keep children safe, and yet we need to acknowledge the pain of family separation. And we know that the longer kids stay in foster care, the worse outcomes they will have. So shortening the amount of time that kids spend in care is important, and that's one of the main things that CASA can accomplish.
What is the history of CASA? Is it a national movement?
It absolutely is. CASA is all across the United States. It started in the 1970s in the Seattle, Washington area. There was a local child welfare judge there who was hearing some of these abuse and neglect cases and really felt that he didn't have enough information about the kids' situations to make good decisions. He really thought that if he had an objective community-based volunteer that could look into the child's situation and provide him with an opinion about what would be in that child's best interest, that that would be very helpful to him. So he actually started CASA in his courtroom. He began to recruit volunteers and train them. And since then, it's expanded all across the United States, and it's in 49 states now. There are nearly 900 CASA programs in the country and over 100,000 CASA volunteers that are serving children on any given day. So it's a huge national movement.
How widespread is child abuse, Tricia? Hasn't it dropped in recent decades?
Child abuse has definitely been impacted by greater awareness and greater training on the part of the public to recognize abuse and report it. It used to be a big taboo to, for example, report what you thought might be going on in someone's home.
Right.
We sort of kept those things quiet and secret, and it was considered nobody's business. But in more recent decades, it's become more of an expectation that you would, you know, report those things and protect children. So child abuse has definitely declined in the United States. It's less of a problem than it used to be, but it still remains something that a lot of American children deal with. About 600,000 American kids every year will suffer some kind of maltreatment, and that's typically at the hands of their parents or caregivers. 80% of these cases would be neglect, meaning that children are simply not being cared for properly.
Often
because their parents are poor or they're going through issues with mental illness and substance abuse and other things that make it hard to be a good parent. The remaining 20% of these cases are actual abuse, meaning that children are experiencing physical injury and harm in their homes, and obviously they're in need of protection and intervention. So we've definitely impacted the problem, but there still is a large amount of children that are harmed every year, and that is a reason why CASA is so important, to come along these kids and give them a voice, because it still remains a prevalent problem.
Man, those are some big numbers you just gave us.
Yeah, they really are. I think a lot of people also only think child abuse happens in a certain kind of home or in a certain kind of neighborhood or in a certain kind of community.
Right.
It is absolutely not true. Child abuse is across all income demographics, all socioeconomic groups, all cultures. It definitely can be more prevalent the more a family or a home is stressed economically, you know, socially or dealing with some of those social indicators of health and well-being, the more stressed a family is, the more likely it is that children will be harmed. But it really is, there's no one is immune. I mean, child abuse happens everywhere, and it's something that continues to be a problem. No matter where you live or what community you live in, you might think, oh, it doesn't happen where I live, but that's not true.
So exactly what do CASA volunteers do?
Well, CASA volunteers are involved in a lot of aspects of looking into what's going on with children. They really are just ordinary, everyday people who have a heart for children. They want to get involved with a child and do something to impact a child's life. And so what they do in the case of CASA is just agree to be that child's advocate. They visit children in their homes and schools. It's required for CASA volunteers to go and see children in person. They get a snapshot of what that child is going through on a daily basis. They interview parents, neighbors, caregivers, teachers, and they get a pulse, let's say, on the child's life. Through the visits, they help to monitor child safety. They are just another set of eyes and ears that are looking into a child's situation. And then what they do is they compile everything they've learned into a court report, and they go into court and speak to the jurists that are listening to these child welfare cases about what they found out. They make recommendations about maybe where the child should live, for example, with their mom, with their dad, with their grandparents, whether or not the child needs some services like mental health or counseling, whether or not the child needs resources like clothes or food or special interventions at school. So they make a lot of recommendations about what the children need. CASAs are a legal case party in a child welfare case, so they are required to go to court.
Okay.
They're required to visit children. And it's a pretty big responsibility, you know, as a consequence of that. They are looking into what's going on with the child who already has an open case in court, and they're making recommendations to the court about how that child's life could be better.
Where do you find these volunteers? What's required to serve as a CASA?
Well, that's a great question. We're always on the hunt for volunteers. CASAs are some of the most amazing people you'd ever want to meet. Because as I said a moment ago, it's a big commitment.
So we recruit
volunteers in a variety of ways. We do a lot of outreach events where we go out and talk to people at booths and expos and for fairs, volunteer fairs, career fairs, those kinds of things. We recruit through digital means, of course, like our website and social media. We give community-based presentations in workplaces and in companies and in hospitals and in social service agencies. And then we do a lot with media through interviews and earned media, you know, letters to the editor, op-eds. We've done some advertising on a lot of local media outlets and just everything that you could think of to get the word out about how important these volunteers are, how much they're needed, how they can impact children, and just how big the need is. So we do everything we can to find people who are willing to be advocates for children.
Is there an age requirement to become a CASA?
There is, actually. The volunteers need to be 21 years of age and up. We have had some very young volunteers. I've had some college students in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I even had a staff member who started as a CASA, as a college student, and then she eventually came to work for us, which was really great. We tend to get volunteers a little bit older, people that are retired or semi-retired, because, frankly, they just have the time.
Okay.
And they're available to go and visit children during the day, go to court during the day. That can be a little bit of a challenge for working people. But we also have a lot of professional people that are working as CASA volunteers. And, you know, they make the time for it because it's important to them and they want to impact these kids' lives. So no special background or skill set to be a CASA. You just have to be able to pass a background check and then complete the training program that we offer. And, of course, you have to have a heart for kids and want to be involved with the child and hopefully be their advocate and make their life better.
The advocates sound like amazing people with huge hearts that just have the absolute best interest of these children in mind. And it does sound like a great commitment. You mentioned that you can volunteer on the website. What is your website, Tricia?
Yeah, anybody that's interested in learning more about being a CASA or actually signing up can visit us online at cfadvocates.org. So cfadvocatesplural.org. Or they can call our office, 216-325-7747, and talk to one of our staff members. There's a pre-application questionnaire on the website, and once you complete that, it's sent to one of the staff members, and then they will call you to set up an interview.
Okay. How can listeners help to prevent child abuse, neglect, or respond to it after it happens?
This is a really great question, because even people who don't think they could be a CASA or wouldn't have the time or interest in volunteering can still play a role in preventing child abuse and neglect. So absolutely, first and foremost is to pay attention. As we said earlier in this conversation, child abuse happens in many kinds of homes and communities. And it's something that you can notice if you pay attention. There's all kinds of information online about what to look for, but certainly basic things like children that appear to be hungry, children that appear to have injuries, those are some of the things that you look for. And if you see something or suspect something is wrong with any child, you can call 696-KIDS, which is the Cuyahoga County Child Abuse Hotline, 216-696-KIDS. Mm-hmm. You can report suspected abuse and neglect, and you can do this anonymously. So you don't have to give your name, but you can give a description of the situation. You do need to know where the child is. You have to be able to give some kind of an address.
Okay.
But you don't have to reveal your identity, and you can let the county know that you're concerned about a child, and they are mandated by law to go out and check on that household and see what's going on. You can also report abuse and neglect online. You can go to the Children's Services website, and there's a link that says report abuse or neglect, and you can fill out a template to report your concerns. So 696-KIDS and the Cuyahoga County Children's Services website are great resources. You can learn a lot about child abuse and neglect on that website and how to report it and what to look for.
What about volunteering, donating with a local child welfare organization that works with kids? Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Great question. This is absolutely critical. There are so many wonderful agencies and nonprofits working with the county to prevent child abuse as well as to respond to it after it happens. So there are any number of opportunities to volunteer with local child welfare groups. There's at least a dozen that are working in this kind of field, if you will, that are helping foster kids. So people can look online for those opportunities.
Okay.
They can just Google, like, child welfare volunteer with kids, those kinds of things. And, of course, CASA is one of those groups. So, again, CASA is a great way to be involved. It's a limited role. I think sometimes when people think about being a foster parent and having a child actually in your home, that seems like a huge commitment that a lot of people can't do.
Right.
And yet, at the same time, they're concerned about these kids and they want to be able to help and make a difference. So CASA is a nice kind of in-between role where you can come alongside a specific child and be their advocate, but you're not fully responsible for that child. That child is actually living somewhere else. And you do what you can on a limited basis to impact that child's life and make it better, but you don't have the sole responsibility. So, again, if people are interested in that, they can go to our website, cfadvocates.org. If they don't think CASA is for them, but they still want to help other kids, like I said, there's any number of these child welfare organizations. Some of them do things like enrichment, where they help children have birthday parties.
And, oh, okay.
Yeah, holiday gifts and field trips.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, there's so many ways to impact these kids. And these are some of the most vulnerable kids in our community. Again, we don't tend to think about it. We get busy raising our own families and taking care of the children that are in our immediate orbit, if you will. But there's any number of kids that really just have no one to advocate for them, and they're very vulnerable. And the outcomes for kids that are in foster care or grow up and age out of care are not good. These kids are much more likely to turn to crime, to get involved with substance abuse, to be homeless, and just a lot of other factors. Because, you know, it's hard enough growing up nowadays when you have a good family.
Right, right.
But when you have a stressed family and a family maybe where parents aren't there or parents don't know how to take care of you properly, it's even harder to grow up. And so these are all of our children. These are our community's children, and we all have a role and a responsibility to play in keeping kids safe. So I encourage people to look into these opportunities, see if you want to be a CASA, and if CASA isn't for you, there are many, many other ways you can help.
And Tricia, one more time, we've talked a lot about CASA. What does CASA stand for?
Court-appointed special advocate.
And that's the adult volunteer who serves as the voice for children.
Absolutely. Kids that are in foster care.
Okay.
Yeah.
And let's give out the website, your website, one more time, and the phone number for listeners that may be interested in becoming a CASA.
Sure thing. cfadvocates.org. And again, CASA is part of a national movement. So there are CASA programs in multiple counties. There's a Summit County program, a Lorain County program, Geauga County. So it's not just in Cuyahoga, but our local program is cfadvocates.org, or they can call our office, 216-325-7747, and talk to one of our staff people.
Tricia L. Quivenin, right?
Oh, you got it that time.
Tricia L. Quivenin, Executive Director of CASA of Cuyahoga County. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you so much for enlightening us on what CASA is and some of the numbers, the staggering numbers that you are dealing with the children that you take care of.
Well, I'm glad to do it, and you're absolutely right. We do have a lot of kids to impact, and I just hope that your listeners will want to be part of the solution. Thank you.
Thank you very much.